I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
Yay.
Woo. I don't know what episode it is. I think I've stopped caring. It's my New Year's resolution. I don't care what episode it is anymore.
Is that your only resolution?
That is the noise made my munt here.
Yes, it's Munt Mondays. Everyone rejoice.
Rejoice, very good.
Yeah, thank you. Yep, got to get that in.
And I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Yes, thank you, Stephen.
Looney.
And our guest this week, it's Tony. Right. Tony, right.
Tony.
Never gets old, that.
And neither does Munt.
Will. I am ageless.
He's 78.
Aging backwards.
Yes. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Can't wait to go to school. Get some learning in.
Tony, have you ever met Munt?
I don't think I have.
No, we've met many a time.
When? Yeah. Where?
There you were sleeping.
Munt, what the hell? What is this?
What do you mean? I'm a night owl, right? It's not my fault my friends are asleep during the night time.
How can you claim he's a friend if he's asleep and doesn't know you?
Just hanging around his room, you know?
Yeah, you know, I do a
little
talking.
Before he wakes up, off to school.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's meeting if I was never, like...
Your eyes were...
Yeah, he said it like, yeah, of course we have!
Yeah, we've met when I've been unconscious.
I've shook your hand.
Oh, and the rest.
I dabbed you up. What do you mean, and the rest?
What did you say, dabbed you up?
That's what they say, innit? I've dabbed you up.
D-A-P.
Dabbed.
No, not dab.
I've been in your room dabbing. Is it dapping?
Dap, yeah.
Dappy.
No, I'm dab like you. Dappy.
I thought you were my sleep paralysis demon. Oh, I woke up in the middle of the night, I just saw a shadow.
You won't see the light from the hall getting past him.
That's why I bring my own torch.
Not it's a blue me! Light one. Don't be blue light, please. I've been exposed. I did that outside.
Yeah, no, months of friends who all sleepers. Maybe not all of them.
After you meet him, you'll never sleep again.
I don't want to go to bed. It's good to be here.
If he's here, then that means the children are safe.
Why does it always have to be children?
I feel like that's how you started this week.
No, not at all. No.
Definitely was.
What, sleeping outside Tony, who is a grown adult man?
Munt's stock has never been higher going into this.
Anyway, Tony, how have you been?
Great until about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Happened 2 minutes ago.
Munt happened two minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, all right. Doing okay.
Yeah. We're in a nasty January.
Yeah, I think we're in like week 12 of January.
Is this your favourite month, Munt?
Getting where they're sad.
I'm more of a December boy.
Oh, yeah.
Got Christmas to look forward to. Yeah. The presents under the tree.
Is that because it's easier to get into people's houses?
A jolly fat
so
bearded man comes down the camera then. Chimney!
He's coming down the camera.
Sorry, I need a new laugh. I've already got a dirty laugh.
Oh,
I'm going to trial some new laughs today, so just tell me if they're good or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. That's not good. You knew that one wasn't good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Do you like that?
Yeah,
it's goofy, that, isn't it?
It is goofy, yeah. Are you a January blues person? Because December's far away now.
I think I'm always a bit joyful.
Really?
I get more depressed during the summer when I'm just soaking wet with sweat.
Well, you never take your coat off, do you?
Yeah, because I've got body issues, mate. I wore a nice shirt the other week to this thing. I rewatched the video back and my stomach's hanging out.
It was
and
vacuum
one person.
Packed.
First of all, Ethan should have blurred that during all the clips that went out. Oh, I saw one comment saying, I love this new guest, Max's stomach.
Oh.
Cheers, mate.
It was just a funny angle.
What did you wear? My lovely blue shirt.
Yeah, it's Tony Bespoken.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Was it a buttoned shirt?
Yeah.
It's a recording.
Did you have a few pinged off?
Yeah, because I was flicking them.
It was like Vietnam.
Maybe not that one.
The best one was the navy blue shirt you bought, because that one was really exciting. That one we did tell you about me through.
What was that one?
You bought it for
I seem to recall this.
Frog and Bucket was your first week, yes. I think, and you bought a new shirt
for your first shift.
Yeah, so fun fact, the button did ping off. But not for the reason you think.
Come on.
No, do you know what? You know when you're walking on the tram, and the
you're just pacing the tram nervously.
I can't sit down and go see it. I went to sit in a seat, and the yellow, you know, the yellow sort of bit on the back of a chair.
Yes.
Yeah,
that went slid right into my tummy, right into my shirt,
what?
In between the buttons, and then I sat down and just ripped.
What?
So explain that again. What
right,
happened?
Right, so there is a... On the back of every seat in the tram, there's a yellow handle for...
Yeah, it's a tram.
Oh, you mean like a...
Oh, right.
But it's like above the seat. Above
oh, right,
the seat,
but he doesn't know what public transport is. Fucking hell.
Need some right weirdos on there.
No!
Oh, sorry, my shirt's just come undone.
Sorry, your really tight shirt. Somehow had enough kind of looseness to just overlap.
I'm on a weight loss journey, mate.
It's a journey, mate.
It is a journey.
Not when your button popped off, though. This was months ago. Months ago.
No, this was like last week.
Oh, so that shirt.
Yeah, I'm still wearing that shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Remember the navy one from
I was
going to
say,
back.
Yeah, I thought that one was so tight.
Well,
that...
that's still my shirt. Yeah, I've still got that shirt.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
maybe
like,
cut all that out.
Your weight loss journey. Can we have a max weight?
Yeah, 21. I did it this morning, 21.9.
Is that good?
It is good.
It's good, yeah.
It's good for me.
Sorry, I can't remember the last max weight.
Oh, it's like 22.
Last one was 14. 14 stone flat.
I wish.
Wasn't your dream weight eight stone or seven stone?
I think
seven stone, Smith.
If I was seven stone, I don't even know. I'd look worse than you, like slimmer wise. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't know what you mean. Like,
you're slim, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you
doing?
Like?
You mean worse than me?
Max, if you were seven stone with your hair, you'd be a mop. we just use you around the building.
I'd be like the United Strand, or whatever his name is, wouldn't I?
No.
But his hair's mental, isn't it?
You look like someone who's been lost in the wilderness for about 7 years.
Yeah.
I do, or I would.
Would.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to old City Slicker Smith over there.
Yeah.
Raised on the streets. Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
How was your Christmas? We didn't have you on the Christmas one.
It was nice, yeah. I spent it with friends this year.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
Just gone. So, nice change of pace. We just played games and... had some drinks and that. Yeah, nice and chilled.
That is nice.
Same for New Year's as well.
And New Year, no, we didn't party, no.
No, I can't do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Max is having a rebirth in the on the party scene.
Yeah?
Yep.
Hey, look, you take a few poppers at a gay bar. No, that's
a gateway,
rebirth,
that.
Is it?
It's a gateway.
Get back, can't we?
he was out till 7 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's just normal, isn't it, for a 33-year-old man?
Most are up at 7 a.m, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, exact, thank you, yeah.
But they haven't spent the night at a gay bar doing poppers.
There are other men at the gay bar.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
To be expected.
We didn't think it was just you in the gay bar.
It was when I turned up. Fled out the fucking back.
Aww.
Fuming.
Sorry about him anyway. So, do you have any New Year's resolutions, any goals? What does 2026 hold in store for you?
Defo
is that a new laugh? Sorry.
I'm so sorry about Munton.
You're so curious.
I'm trying to, like, get in better shape this year.
Nice.
But actually, like, take it seriously.
Because you were working out last year, weren't you?
Yeah, bits and pieces. I was kind of just figuring it out and just... throwing shit at the wall, but
okay.
I've actually
hell of a workout.
I know. Really gets the shoulders going. The cleanup also burns a few calories.
How much shit do you have to throw at the wall though? Because for me, it'd just be one and done.
That's the
sorry.
Thing.
Sorry, why has he gone quiet after that?
Whose mate is this?
What'd you say?
Well, look, if you throw a shit at a wall, you go, all right, I've done that one. Unless you've got a bucket of backup poo. It's not, you know, it's not a great workout, is it?
You're so weird.
Well, I mean, if you've done a big poo,
yeah,
I guess
yeah.
You don't need chunks. To throw the entire poo at once.
Right.
You know,
rationing your poo for your
it's not rationing. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
You start lying.
I am sorry, Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
It's anyway, so you want to work out more?
Yeah, fortunately for what I do, that I know so many people that are really into exercising and stuff. So I keep asking little bits of advice and questions. And just from that, I've gone from just doing random stuff to actually having like a structure. And suddenly I'm in there for an hour less now.
Yeah.
Get what I need to do. It's so much easier. And I'm like, cool, all right, if I keep working at that in my ear.
Yeah.
How long were you spending in the gym?
I'd just be like milling about. I'd be in there for like 2 hours, but I wouldn't do 2 hours worth of stuff.
There'd
just
around.
Be so much wasted time in between. Yeah. But now it's like, cool, I know these 5-6 things that I need to hit, and I can just get in and do it. And now I'm like 45 minutes to an hour. So much better.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a guy who doesn't even go into the gym. He's structured it so he just walks to it and comes back home. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the guy?
Mick Smith.
Me? No, I went in there. I've been going properly now.
Are you trying to convince?
Are you kidding?
it just sounded a bit all over the place. Like
what? Me defending myself
a little bit.
From this baseless accusation. You should come over to my gym, mate. Let's hang out. Stop by mine first.
Is this still the gym in the
shed? We'll have some protein porridge. No, not anymore. I've got one around the corner from my
crib. It's so close.
A different shed?
You'd be in there every day.
Different, yeah. It's not my shed.
You're busy in there.
I don't know what that is. Who's that meant to be?
I don't know.
His mum after a night of...
with his bucket of poo.
Bring out your poo. Bring out your poo.
So there's poo in there?
Well, it's probably in the house. I'm outside. I'm outside the house. I've got my little bell. I've got my little bucket.
You've got a bucket of poo, and you're asking them to bring their poo out.
Yeah, because I'm collecting.
You're collecting
from
poo.
From a workout, apparently.
Right, like some sadistic milkman.
Yeah.
Collecting your empties, come on.
Back in the Victorian times, you would have just loved it. They'd throw it out. I know, you having to ask.
It'd be like space invaders, just trying to grab all the poo as it flies out the window.
Have you bumped into a rival poo collector?
Not yet, but I know they're out there. On my turf.
What would you do if you bumped into one? How
are we bumping into each other?
I don't know. You knock you
like at speed, and then what's in your bucket, what's in their bucket, swaps over. Yeah.
And their poo is just
substandard,
it's poor quality poo.
This is water.
A lot of water in there.
Yeah. Right, lock stuff.
Water. Yeah.
I'd have to get a cheesecloth and just strain it all out, wouldn't I? What is this? The worst workout ever. He's been out there straining shit for the last 2 hours.
I always take my cheesecloth to the gym. Finally. You all laughed at me.
Yeah, my gym's like 2 minutes away.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to a into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. I've been ill. I've been an ill boy. Last Friday, I came in to do the HelloFresh advert. I thought I got away with it. Then I watched it back. And I've got the tissue in hand. And I'm going, Max, what's the code? I was grim. And then I just descended health-wise. And I was in bed shivering.
Did you have your covers up?
I did.
Yeah.
Had a heated blanket on.
Wow.
And I was like, oh no, this is the end. Mm. And then I was convinced I was going to be sick. So I had had this big bowl, and for some reason I thought, I need something to be sick to. You can't just be sick. You need to put something on. Yeah.
I can't be sick without my YouTube video. Yeah.
So I put Graham Norton on, and I was hunched over the bowl. And
this is great stuff, Graham. You're really bringing it up.
Then I realised this is an old episode. This is from a year ago.
Oh.
My BBC iPlayer put this on the homepage, and it just put me right off being sick. So I just got back in bed, and then it wasn't until Sunday, late Sunday, Monday, that I started to feel a bit chipper. So
this is you at a 10 right now.
Still a little bit dodgy, but we're getting there. On the Thursday, I filmed, I think I could talk about it, KSI did a video where it was Guess the Comedian, and they had like a lineup of six people, and one of them's a professional comedian, and the rest are just, you know, cheeky actors who are free.
Was it like Guess the Footballer?
Yeah, where you've like different rounds, and we're on a panel, so it was Cole Anderson. We once did a sketch with ages ago.
Yeah, I see him on shots all the time.
Just had a hair transplant.
Well, he hasn't had a hair transplant.
No. Yeah. What was all that?
So I asked him, and he said it was basically he went there, and then he said he's not great with needles, and so either they put him under or they had to inject something. He had such a loss of blood pressure that was too risky for them to
really?
Do.
Oh, really?
And then he just didn't get it
when
done.
When I had it on my face, the needles. It was the worst needles I have ever had. Like, they were
really?
the ones to numb you were horrific.
Oh.
Like, and I imagine them even closer to nerve endings. I don't know if it's worse on the scalp, but honestly, horrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had it done already? Sorry, go on.
And then
what was that?
What was that?
You know?
Well, I'm just curious about your life, man. Love that life.
And then the big draw was Michael McIntyre, and he was there. And of course, I've not always seen eye to eye with Michael McIntyre because
he's got beef.
Well, Max's nan, she wasn't the biggest fan of the videos. She said, "Why can't you do stuff like Michael McIntyre?"
I can't show my friends your videos. Why don't you do stuff like Michael McIntyre?
And since then, I've always resented Michael.
Yeah.
And his clean, polished act.
Isn't he something to do with that Fanalytics?
Yeah, so he did.
Sorry. So it's it's like it's basically they're working with. I know they're working with Sky in particular, but it's basically pushing the whole fan side of football coverage. So a lot of that's why, you know, you've seen a lot more stuff with YouTubers.
Okay,
I don't know if the Baller League is anything to do with it, but certainly all the little, like, they've replaced that Sunday Supplement that used to be journalists. It's now.
But M&M's dealing with that. It's my new catchphrase. It's not a catchphrase, is it? It'd be a shit catchphrase. Is M&M dealing with that?
What's happened here, mum?
So I'm doing like a fun bit about Michael McIntyre because it's M&M.
Oh shit!
Right, okay.
But I messed up, didn't I?
So, I know that the Fanalytics. Were,
is he a big football person?
Well, he was on the overlap. Was he? Was he on a?
Good man.
He's catching on.
Yeah.
He was on the Stick to Football.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on that, which I thought that was random, but obviously he's got something to do with it. And I think Fanalytics do the box.
Oh, that. Yeah, yeah, that concept.
Ryan likes it, doesn't he?
I said to him, where'd you come up with that?
Fuck off. Fuck off. No, that one's good. I like him.
Yeah, he does, like, I think he said he wanted IP. Which I don't know what that means in business. So intellectual property, is it?
Right. So, like, you know, Peter Pan is a product.
Yep.
And that is IP. Okay. Like having the name of something.
Got you.
Yeah.
So he came up with the wheel, and so I think he's keen on coming up with these concepts and stuff.
Just shapes. He's just doing shapes, isn't he?
So the box is basically, so he did one at the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So there was three Man City fans and three Man United fans in like two sides of this box. It's all it is, empty, fake turf, just a room with a screen, and all they get shown, so it's the Manchester Derby, one of the biggest games of the season, all they get shown is like random little images from the game.
Yes.
Out of context. Right. So they're like speculating in the box as to what they think has happened.
Okay.
And Sky kind of pick a little bit of the narrative they're putting.
Yeah.
And then it's like they have to guess what the score
is. Is it good? Do you enjoy it?
It's a bit...
I wouldn't want to do it.
It's a bit random. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I just want to... Actually, I just wouldn't want to watch Liverpool at the moment. Yeah. So yeah, I'd do it. Save me on the 90 minutes of shit.
I thought they were doing well.
They're really boring.
Right.
They're not losing games, but they're not really winning that much.
Right, okay.
Time. Yeah, so it's just...
They've called it drawing. It's a new concept.
Never been done before.
What I found was when we were doing the lineup, like Michael McIntyre would make a joke, and he seems to be one of those laughers where he includes everyone in his laugh. Like he'll make eye contact with you all, so you sort of feel drawn in. So he'd make a joke, and then I'd notice him turn and look, and I was like,
just checking.
Oh, he's a big laugher.
Maybe I could incorporate that into my new laugh.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Right.
Was that like off the back of a joke? Was that just kind of general? I don't know, like...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I should find the funny thing first and then laugh.
Yeah. Okay. That's key to good laughter, I guess.
It's because he's quite aggressive.
Did it make you want to laugh with him? Or were you just sort of like...
Yeah, you sort of feel compelled, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I was already laughing. I felt bad for the comedian in the video.
Mm.
I don't want to spoil it, but it probably didn't go how they wanted. Because there was a few people there that were doing it, and there was moments where they'd interact or come up with a joke off the cuff, and I was like, oh, it must be them.
Yeah,
they must be the comedian. And there was one person in particular who did it time and time again. I was like, oh, it's them. I was convinced then. It wasn't, so
missed their calling.
What do they have to do? Do they have to like kind of do bits of routines and that? Or?
Well, yeah, there was different rounds. The first couple were just sort of appearance based and like testing their knowledge of comedy,
right?
And then it would be, we gave them a topic, they'd have to do a minute of stand up. We'd give them a scenario, like a things you'd say in the bedroom and the kitchen. Go
right.
So were they improvising all this?
Yeah.
All right, so how many people?
Sorry.
Just thinking of things I'd say in the kitchen and the bedroom. Yeah. Suck it!
It's you and a tiny TV. Why are you saying that?
Fuck it,
no. Why are you saying that in your bedroom?
It sucks. The TV's massive, first of all. You'd love it, Tony.
Right,
if you're a panel at TV,
yeah.
Honestly, you'd really like it. If you got £1,000, go and spare.
It was £1,000.
Oh, no, it was £2,000.
Well, no, but you were trying to sell it for £1,000, I think, over a month ago now, weren't you?
Surely it's the January sales.
Yeah. And you had no uptake on that.
Yeah, no, but maybe people have gone, you know what? Oh, it's been a month since that happened.
A month? You think people have had Christmas?
I'm a little bit hungry for TV. Good TV.
Is that not how it works? It's like one of those Michelin star TVs. Like it's a tiny little blob on a plate, but it's really good quality. Yeah,
bro, you haven't got a clue, mate. Come round, see it. Come join the gym with me. We'll get £5 off if you do.
Was that a new laugh?
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it? Oh, I didn't look at anyone, though.
No, you didn't.
Just sort of stared at your end as it was moving.
What have you been up to, Max?
Me?
Yeah.
Not too much.
Not too little, I hope.
Enough to fill 5 minutes of good quality.
Five?
Chat.
5 minutes.
Two? Is that too little or too much?
Just go for it, man.
Yeah. Right, okay, so we did a great HelloFresh advert last week.
Can't be talking about this.
No, it's what happened on the
Let
way back.
Let me set the scene.
I just want to get people prepared for this great advert. Yeah.
Well, Stephen has already mentioned it.
Yeah, but all Stephen mentioned was that he was not feeling very well.
Yeah, okay.
Which isn't doing great for the advert itself, is it?
Okay.
So I'm here to save
it. So you're here to advertise the advert.
That's next level marketing.
You're going to want to tune into this advert, guys.
You know they do teaser trailers now?
Yes.
For films.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that basically.
Okay.
But I'm not meant to. Basically, I got
The teaser is in more detail. Oh no, so the advert. Sorry, carry on. Ignore me.
Cheers. Knowingly, yours doesn't stick out that far. I got an Uber back.
Drats.
I got an Uber back from the studio.
Yep.
On a high. I've just seen two of my great friends.
Yep.
I've just advertised a great product. I sit in the Uber. I've put my headphones in because I don't want to talk to the Uber driver.
From the studio? From this place?
Right here. To okay. My home.
Right, okay.
I get in the Uber, put my headphones in, clearly stay in, don't talk to me, don't even look at me.
Yeah.
I am a paying customer. Yeah. I'm also a paid customer because I have been paid in my life.
Absolutely.
Don't look
at
me. Phone.
Don't look at my burger. That's just it's just me.
Don't have burgers, mate. I'm a HelloFresh man now. And then the Uber driver turns around and he goes, oh, it's a bit dangerous nowadays, isn't it? And I was like, what? It's like, it's a bit dangerous nowadays, isn't it? So I have to take my headphones out because I haven't got a clue what he's saying.
So you've asked him again. What did
he
say?
Yeah. And then he goes, have you heard the news?
I imagine him turning around facing you instead of the road.
So we did do that a lot. Oh. And he said, have you heard the news? I'm like, no, well, I've heard news. Well, I didn't say that, obviously, but in, you know, let's pretend I did. I was like, no, I'm not. What's happening? He's like, other day in Bolton. No. Whole taxi car. Everyone's dead.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what? And he starts talking about this like horrific,
awful
speeding disaster that happened in Bolton. As he's driving me home, as he's looking back at me to tell me it, and he spends the whole like 20-minute drive telling me about deaths in taxis.
Oh,
I'm just there like, oh God, I don't want to be here anymore.
That's not good.
Awful. Awful. What? You know, I'm on a high from promoting such a great product as HelloFresh. And it's just slowly just draining from me, this high that I was on.
Has it managed to? Have you got back up?
No, I've got a lovely HelloFresh meal waiting for me in the fridge over there.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have that later.
What is it?
It's a jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just a horrible start to the week.
Could you use all of that as an ad, by the way?
We can't use any of that.
Everything is so morbid, apart from the highlights, which is the HelloFresh.
Let me see what else I've done.
I'm sold.
Oh, yeah, and also I've just finished Dexter. I've watched 10 seasons of Dexter.
10? How? When did you start?
Like November? October, November?
How long are episodes?
Oh, like 40 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
How many seasons? 10 seasons, how
but
many?
This is like, I'll be watching it, like, you know, just as I'm doing stuff or whatever, you know. Not sat in my room watching it on my lovely TV, just on my phone. But, you know, when you've finished a season, you're just like, I just don't know what to do with myself.
Do you not have another show that you think, oh, this would be good?
I'm trialling new shows. But
throw yourself into work.
What's on trial?
Attack on Titan. But I'm not feeling it as much as I am Dexter.
So you don't even watch these programmes on your TV? You're not even using it. You're using the poxy little thing.
No, because I...
Like, what's it?
How much time do you think I've got to sit down and just stare at my TV,
little ornament,
mate?
Yeah.
How much time do you think I've got to sit down? I'm not jobless like you. I've got stuff going on,
I'm
mate.
Busy, mate.
I've got adverts to film for HelloFresh.
I'm self-employed. Yeah. I'm busy.
They agreed to one advert, Max. Actually,
what?
They only agreed to one advert.
No! No! I've been in the lab with a pen and a pad just scripting out some great...
You've been in the lab?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. But that's me. That's literally, it's just been working. I've been... we've got like a cellar. It's just full of crap. I've got paint all over my trousers.
Can't see any.
Sure. I can't see any.
Yeah, you've said, I've got paint all over my trousers.
Yeah, I did, and then
I've got one slightly suspicious
stain. Black paint all over my black pants.
It's a bit of white near my crotch area, which we won't talk about.
We can talk about it.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. I'll let you start the conversation.
What's that on your pants?
You creep! That's me this week. Oh, great week. Is that 5 minutes?
Yeah. In terms of your work, any hip new stand-ups?
We had Arabs and Asians. The show was on Sunday. Aid of Gaza.
Yeah.
That was good. A lot of people in for that.
Was that the title of the show, or are you just listing the genre of people that you had?
I've counted quite a few.
we had some brown ones.
I'm just...
It's hard to remember their names when they're not
the desk
white.
As they come in. That's one of them. That's one of them. No.
Oh, there's
the
plenty today, isn't there?
So your hip and up and coming shout out is for Asians
and Arabs
and Arabs.
Yeah,
and Arabs,
that was the name of the show. Yeah.
Okay,
that wasn't me just doing a tally. great charity. Raised a lot of money.
Well done.
For anyone Congrats. Who cares about charity.
Tom, what have you been doing?
Yeah, I was working. I did 4 days at a travel conference, the Destinations Conference, at the Manchester Convention Centre. So that was fun. Lots of old people milling around looking for their next trip.
Oh?
Yeah.
Your foot.
Yeah, that's good. Probably do more damage to your foot, though, wouldn't it?
Owie! It's good stuff, man.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Cheers. Man's just trying to get his name out there, you know.
Max, do you do any code switching at your Arab and Asians night?
I'm not going to lie, I don't know what code switching means.
Yeah, like changing your personality, trying to blend in, fit in more.
I'll think fit in more.
With the Arabs and the Asians.
No, so I was at the door. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. I hope you've brought your...
Was that a whip that you just
did? You brought your whips with you. Wit.
Yeah.
Yeah, be good. Well, the customers don't need to bring that, do they? That's what they're here.
This
for.
Is what you've. Come. They're still stood there in the cold waiting to come in. You'd have
just
to
give
bring
me 5
whip.
Minutes. Give me 5 minutes. I don't think I. Do I code switch? I think I code switch here with my boys.
Yep.
I think
can't be yourself around your boys.
No, I am.
Oh, right, okay.
I am myself around my boys.
That's not code switching then.
Is it not?
No. So the classic example is Quentin Tarantino.
That's
yeah.
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
I think he's just talking about his film, but basically he's in an interview. Yeah. Surrounded by a lot of black actors, and I think the interviewer is also black as well.
Nice.
So he starts talking. He doesn't talk like himself, which he does in every other thing you've ever seen him in. He starts going, yeah, man, and that fucking bitch.
Really?
It's so good.
I need to see this. That's unbelievable.
It's like, it makes you want to rip your skin off. Because it's so clear. Like, everyone's
And everyone
looking
knows
at
what's
yeah,
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
incredibly successful man, but an idiot in so many ways.
He comes across as a bit of a weirdo.
So now you know. Did you do that on Sunday?
I was not saying any of that stuff. Hey man, welcome to the club, man. You're gonna have a great time, man. Mont guarantees it, man. I didn't do any of that. Surprisingly, I should have. I know it's a thing. Was he celebrated for doing it, Quinton?
No. Not at all.
Really?
Laughed at.
Laughed at?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess a comedy club. It's not the worst thing to be... not the worst thing to be laughed at, is it?
No. Bloody good point you've
Something
made
to think
week.
About.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that was my week. took my cat to the vet. Never nice. She started licking all her hair off.
Her hair or yours? I paid $2,000 for this.
Calm down, man.
No! Cool being there, man.
Her own hair.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
On the back of her legs and her belly. Stress.
Oh.
Stress, it would appear. So, yeah.
You know what she's stressed about?
What's your roommate doing?
We don't. I don't know.
She's done my head, Thomas.
it could be anything, Stephen. It could be a new cat in the area taking a liking to.
Did you get your bin back?
Yeah, stole a bin.
You stole one?
Yeah, stole one back. I went out there on bin day and just took one. Just took someone's bin.
Yeah.
Bins everywhere, like it's
got it in the cupboard.
Yeah, bit of a free for all.
Bins as far as the eye can see. Yeah.
If I can't recycle, you can't either.
And I went out. So I don't know. It feels really wrong doing this, but it shouldn't be. Right?
Yeah, months felt the same.
Sorry.
So go on.
No, go on. I didn't miss what you said.
I said months felt the same.
In what way?
You know, something feels bad, but you know you're gonna do it anyway, aren't you?
Like what?
At the time.
So I don't know, at midnight, 1 a.m, we're a few weeks behind on bins because I wake up a little bit later on the Wednesday.
Chris, the night before.
Yeah, no, I often forget. I do loads in the house. Chris just charges past them. You know, he needs to pull his finger out. But anyway, yeah, sometimes you catch him. You know, cardboard comes a bit later. Some of the others are crack of dawn. So a few weeks behind. So we've been storing like bin bags in the, you know, different bins. So I went around putting stuff in different bins, you know.
Yeah.
It feels really naughty. It feels like if you got caught, people would be like, what are you doing? But really,
yeah.
You're just putting rubbish in a bin. Like, it shouldn't. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't feel so wrong.
So my, I've had a bit of a nightmare with my neighbours. So my housemate said to me on New Year's Eve, said, "I'm going to my parents tonight.
Right,
but I'll be back before New Year's, like before 12 o'clock."
What opportunity did Munt sniff?
Munt doesn't sniff, man. Munt's got a blocked nose. He has to breathe it in. So basically, she was like, I'm going to go to my parents for a bit, and then for the countdown, I'm going to go back home, because it was my birthday the day after.
Right, okay.
She wanted to be there for that. I was like, it's fine. Stay at your parents, because next door neighbours, they're quite young. I was like, they're going to have a big party, and they're probably not going to go to bed until like whatever time. Crazy time in the morning.
How did you know this?
6 a.m. Because they always have parties.
All right, okay.
Their party ended 4 days after New Year's. Our house was just, our bedrooms are on the other side of the building, so it's sort of fine. But as soon as you open your bedroom door, you can just hear,
wow.
And like music, not somebody making that noise. The bins had gone in those 4 days. The bins had been taken. I'd put my bin out. The bins had been taken.
Bins are gone.
Happy days.
Bins are out. Bins
and then I go out on the fourth day to bring my bin back in. They've emptied all their shit into my bin. The wrong bin. The green bin.
What?
And I've been given like a note saying, you can't put this stuff in the bin. If you do it again, you're going to get in trouble. So I then had to empty all that stuff into another bin. Like, you know, like the big, like, there's flats near mine, big, massive bins. So I'm there just chucking shit.
Fucking go round.
I know.
The bastards.
They're young and they'll probably beat me up.
How old are they? How old are they?
I don't know. Probably like 28. And I go there and I go, excuse me, sir. You've been putting stuff in my bin. I come across as a bit of a...
These boys?
Yeah, they're all men.
They're all men.
Well, boys, men. Well, boys to men.
28-year-old boys.
Boys to men, the band.
It is.
Yeah, do you know what I mean, though?
Same problem.
Yeah.
Where I live next to an alcoholic, and he put two bags of cans in our recycling bin.
Yeah.
To the point where like we couldn't put our stuff out, and there was no space in any of his bins.
No.
There's nowhere to take it. There's nothing to do. We'll still do all the things of like having a word with him and that. But it's like we've fucked us over now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I live with two other people, so we're kind of always a bit tight on space for that as well. So we're always sort of behind ourselves. There's too many cans to go around.
Too many cans.
But it's so frustrating because kind of once it's been done, you're just screwed.
Getting behind on the bins.
That's not an energy I wanted to bring.
Why is that such a relatable 2026?
We've all got a story.
You're so thin now as well. You got like a shrinkflation. Half a bin.
Shrinkflation.
We have some great news.
A lot of news.
Really good news. Can I start off with my Tom Skinner update,
please?
Please. Tom Skinner's been doing his walks for men's mental health. He doesn't like to mention it. I came across it because James Allen did a video, a little parody. Not even a parody, just pretending he's on one of the walks and what his experience was. Very clearly a joke. And Thomas Skinner replied to it with a really, really angry message saying, "Mental health ain't a joke, and it's not funny. The walks we organise are about supporting men and men's mental health. Suicide is the biggest killer of men my age, and I've lost friends over the years because of mental health struggles." He goes on to repeat that, basically, but in different words. "If you're genuinely that angry or upset about these walks, then instead of mocking it online, why don't you come down and see it for yourself? You might actually learn something." "Mental health ain't a joke. And it's not something to laugh about. I really hope you don't struggle with it in the future. Do better next time. Not Bosch."
"Not Bosch" is the funniest sign-off ever.
Not Bosch.
And to give you a taste of what James was saying in it.
"Quite the turnout. Didn't get a memo about flags, though. Should I have brought a flag, or is that... Oh, Tom, what's Anton Dubek like? Tom, what's Shirley Ballas like? Crypto. People are still doing that."
So that's what he was doing.
Imagine watching that and going, "The You're good name of the mental health.
I've
walk.
Lost people because of this."
I think he's been ripped a few times for it. Someone did something in the gut, I think, in the papers, like, you know, describing their satirical going on a Tom Skinner walk. Yeah, I think he's a bit rattled by it.
But the thing is, then all the people who reply to that, like James's video, all then be going, this is awful, you're not funny, you're a freak. Yeah. I'm ad-libbing here, yeah. So if I've come up with a new one there, James, I do apologise.
yeah, let it out, Steve. Yeah.
Your eyes are too close together.
You still owe me £3 that one time.
Really?
No, no, it
that's shocking.
But they're all the men's mental health advocates, whilst then just going after people. Yeah. And it's,
all heaping on one person, just bullying them. Yeah, worse than anything they've had to go through.
It's always quite interesting when they start doing like the abuse stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you need to take men's mental health seriously or kill yourself.
Abusing people who refuse to be kind.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, I find that some people just weaponize the term mental health, don't
they? Yeah.
That's a blanket, so you can't say anything bad to me.
Yeah.
Mental health.
But then the thing is like, you know, James, you know, it says, I didn't get the memo about flags.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Skinner's now come out and said, I'm a big fan of reform. I'm now part of reform.
I mean, you know, like...
It's like...
Well, he said that ages ago, hadn't he? Yeah.
No, but yesterday I think it's official.
Also, looking at the videos of him eating food, I imagine he probably kicks up a little stink on those walks, you know?
100%.
He's definitely...
All of them, though. It would be all of them. It's just a big queue of people just farting around each other.
Have you got anything you want to say about Tom Skinner's mental health walks?
No, come on, get involved. Why walk, you know? Could be a run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Tandem bikes.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Just one massive tandem bike with all of them on.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You struggle to turn corners, though, wouldn't you?
Or do you know those like touristy things where it's like everyone's on a seat with some pedals?
But
it's a bar in the centre.
Like what the Chuckle Brothers used to drive, Chuckle Wagon.
How can you be sat on that?
It's not a walk, is it?
Walk
with me as I ride my chuckle wagon.
You're not allowed on. You don't deserve to be on here with me.
As I ride for mental health.
But they're all walking much faster than you can pedal on it here.
Some people who aren't walking, the Stephen Hawking tribute.
Yes, seen that. Yeah, that's
crazy, that, isn't it?
A lot of people on those motorised scooters. Mm. Spain's weird, isn't it? They've got some weird little traditions.
Yeah.
I think they've still got some where they black up.
Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do. Might be Netherlands.
I knew that when I lived there, by the way. Just want to make that clear.
No one said anything otherwise.
Guys, if you can find that picture, it's out there.
It's the Cadiz Carnival in Spain. They run
Carnival?
It from So it's every... It wasn't just a random occurrence.
Right.
Like, it was part of a big sort of festival thing.
Yeah, okay.
They do it every... from mid-January to February. And that was part of a competition, basically. But I think the reason that it was like so weird is normally it's like a marching band or like drag queens. Do you know what I mean? It's like a regular festival.
Hmm.
And then here comes like 20 people in motorised wheelchairs.
I bet he got dragged.
Who?
Hawking.
He got dragged?
Probably.
Well, like, what do you mean?
They couldn't use their own limbs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant in the back of the parade. We've dug up the corpse of Stephen Hawking and dragged him through the streets of
Cadiz.
Cadiz, yeah.
There you go.
These nuts. and they were. I mean, it was to promote. Well, not maybe not promote ALS because
not enough people.
I'll have what they're having.
Jealous.
These kids all want Prime. What about ALS?
Mobility scooter sales have shot up since that festival.
What's the hot new thing on the market? ALS.
Yeah.
They've made a killing. Grey blazers, Velcro shoes.
It's so weird how, like, they got into it because they all did like makeup and they were doing like the head tilt.
They were getting into it physically, weren't they?
Yeah. Dribbling a bit. Really weird. They were singing songs like "I'm amazing, even though I've got ALS," but in Spanish. And then they did like this big parade, and then it gets to the end. There's a big stage, and they whip out guitars and start singing as a silly string gets sprayed on them.
I don't believe they were doing it all to promote ALS. You know,
no.
I think
no.
some of them are just seeing it as a funny, funny chance to mess around it's and like pretend to be Stephen Hawking.
There's just one really earnest person that wants to do it to be kind.
Yeah,
and the rest are like, yeah, fucking do it, mate.
So is there anything else they have on this carnival?
So, yeah, so it's floats and stuff like that. So it's like a big carnival. It's like for, what, 2 weeks?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big two. But part of it is this competition. But again, the competition entrants are normally like the school band.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's, you know, just...
Right.
But then these people rock up and it's like, whoa, that's a bit crazy.
So they were entering a competition?
Yeah.
To promote ALS. Okay, what did they win?
I think it's just a monetary
a lifetime supply.
And then they donated all the wheelchairs at the end to people that need them. They were stripped for parts.
To people that need them.
Yeah, so kind, man.
What else have we got in the news, Stephen?
Smithy's got it.
I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
And I think if this happened to me, I think I'd go mental, bruv. It's a couple, and they have a direct debit.
Oh, of course you'll get upset about this.
They've got a direct debit every week. A lottery ticket for the Euro Millions would be you know, paid for, whatever. They've been doing the same numbers for about 5 weeks. They're watching the news, and their numbers come in. 178 million. They check their account. They didn't have £2.50 in to buy the ticket.
Oh, I mean, you've got to check
178 million.
Oh, that's devastating. Mm.
You'd be fucking furious. I'd be screaming.
It's only 5 weeks, though.
Yeah.
No, you can't be like, no. Yeah. You'd still be annoyed.
And the fifth week, you've messed up.
I know. If you've been doing it for years and you're not even, and there's something happened with the direct debit.
So you're saying you'd be happy, you'd be like, oh, that's fine.
I wouldn't be happy.
5 weeks,
I wouldn't be happy, but I'm also not going to get too upset about not winning something that I didn't have a ticket for.
Do you think
you wouldn't be upset?
I might be annoyed, but it's like I'm more annoyed.
172 million.
But if I can't do it for 5 weeks.
You wouldn't be sat there going, ah, you know what?
I want to know if they've managed. Did they even manage four? Did they even manage four? Or did they do it for two?
I'd be screaming. I'd be going, no! 172 million. That's a generational wealth.
How mental would you go? How mental would you go?
You'd be there going, just another day, another day on this green
earth. What am I eating?
Yeah, you're sipping your tea, aren't you?
Okay.
You said it was 178 million, where's 6 million gone?
Tax.
What have you done? What have you done, man?
Bought a few TVs, mate. I've made a few business dealings, yeah?
They've entered the lottery 4 weeks in a row.
I know, but you'd still be annoyed.
You want 178 million, do you?
Yes, I do. Does no one else here feel the same way? No way. Thank you, Tony.
It's not necessarily how long you've been doing it or if you've missed any weeks. The fact that all of your numbers came up
and
the chances of that happening again...
Yeah.
The chances are the exact same next week.
Yeah, fine, whatever, probability.
But had they intended to do a reoccurring thing?
I'll tell you what, or had they just thought,
we'll just do numbers for a bit, you know, like everyone does. I've had it with the lottery app, bit of an impulse, stick a bit of money on.
I love how you're making out that you would be fine
just relax for a second, right? All I'm saying is that I have like these little bursts. I'm like, I'll do it for a few weeks, but then, you know, it dies off.
I did the same with Duolingo.
Yes. So I guess, you know.
Guarantee if it happened to you and you
5 weeks later,
you'd be
5 months
signing
later,
up to that mental health walk because you'd need it. I'm so close, man. Tommy, man. My numbers, man. As he's there and his little...
He's code switching again. This guy. And I wouldn't do it with Tom Skinner.
Code switching at the mental health walk.
Acting black for Tom Skinner.
Yeah, you just walk behind, please.
I can't do it, man. Even if on that day I was like, these are the numbers I'm going to put through and I get to the shop a bit late. It doesn't matter if those numbers come in.
Yeah,
I'm killing someone.
If you've actively engaged with putting them numbers on, fair enough, I get it more. But it feels like the money just ran out, and I'm like, you know, what was the story here? It's unlucky.
Also,
it's annoying.
Also, they didn't have £2.50. They needed the 170 million.
No, but you've got to top up your account. Like, they just.
Again,
obviously.
What do you keep spending it on? £1 million. Congratulations, you two.
I owe the lottery money at this point.
So, as someone who's dreamed about winning the lottery and sort of fantasised.
Someone who only dreams about winning the lottery.
They saw that, they would have thought they'd won it. So there would have been
Did they?
Mate, if you thought the direct debit had gone through, you
But it's not
seen...
a direct debit. You can't do direct debit.
Of course you can.
You can't, I'm pretty sure.
You can, I know you can. So they would have seen that happen and they would have gone, we fucking won, this is amazing, this is great, this is cool. Check it, no winners. And you'd be like, what the fuck does that mean?
Can we get on to the real news, which is Brookie B?
Yes.
It's not Brookie B anymore, is it?
Oh yeah, Brookie P.
Brookie BP.
Tony, do you keep up to date on the incredible career of Brooklyn Peltz?
I do not, but I've seen in recent days a lot of... I feel like I've seen the aftermath, but I don't actually know what's going on.
Mm.
I'm seeing a lot of like reels and TikToks and stuff. Okay. What's the drama?
Where do we start?
David Beckham and Victoria Beckham, two very successful people, but they birthed someone... a lot more successful and more talented.
He can't decide where he's going to put his talents.
Yeah, is he the one that's been like a chef and a photographer? And
He still is all those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like anything he wants to do, he can probably just do it.
Yeah.
Including me.
Yeah.
That's just Brookie P,
yeah.
So what's he doing now then? What's his newest...
Well, do you know what I have? So, so basically, he's done his... There's been... some turbulence for a while with Brookie and the fam, you know, issues of maybe, you know, not supporting him, not supporting his relationship, fallouts, you know, awkwardness and tensions. And he's been, you know, both sides, I think more, he's now accusing them of drip feeding stories to the press, but he's probably been doing the same. Mm-hmm. Both sides, there's been little updates of, you know, all the new feud or it's reached a new height, you know, but it's all been played out in the press. There's just been issues and tensions and a bit of a rift in the family. And then he's put out this big Instagram story detailing everything that's happened, talking about issues at the wedding. And the meme that you will have seen is when he was talking about Victoria hijacking his first dance and she came and danced on him inappropriately. And he's never felt so awkward and humiliated.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so...
a lot of people are saying like lap dance, but surely your mum wouldn't do that to you.
That's not very posh spice, is it?
No.
That's
more scary spice.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe the worm?
You think...
do the worm on him.
So she's got to lay down.
Lie down on your back.
Yeah.
Mum, my food. Shut up. Shut up. It's tradition.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel bad in some ways because... Not because of this, but I do feel bad for just, I don't know, being a Beckham kid anyway, or any kid like that. It's like, you know, you'll. It's very difficult to be anything other than famous guy's kid.
Yeah,
like he's become a chef. Yeah,
but there's loads of humble stuff you could do. Like, but you're not going to become a teacher, are you? If you're Brooklyn Beckham, you're not going to get a nice civil service job.
He's taught me things. He's taught me his mum's a freak.
True.
Thanks, Brookie.
Yeah.
A lesson we all needed to learn.
But he's not talented, is he?
Whoa!
Or charismatic. I mean, neither was his dad. His dad wasn't charismatic either. But he's very talented.
Is so charismatic.
Honestly,
he's got his own mum trying to fuck him. This is Brooklyn Lucky. I'm talking about. There's also stuff to do with the wedding dress. It's just really, really, bitchy gossip.
Yeah.
Must be the most beautiful day of your life, and it's hijacked by, you know.
Take the knighthood off David for a start. Give it to.
Oh, I'll take it.
Munt.
Yeah.
Sir Munt.
Night Munt.
What is your first...
Night Munt.
I won't be sleeping.
You bloody should be.
Night Munt.
Why?
Because that's when I come round.
Come round what? Me pillow?
Well, no. No, I wouldn't do that. Munt wouldn't do that. Munt's kind. And he always wears a condom.
Oh.
Munt's going to fuck you.
Always.
No.
Even now.
Sir Munt's going to
fuck you. Sir Munt's having a poshy whilst I sleep.
No, I'm not touching it.
You're not sleeping.
I prefer the sound of rain.
Owie! Owie!
The neighbours have filled the bins.
The sound of pain instead.
Pain,
it hurts.
Don't lag it.
Ow!
Go back to sleep!
That's
Munt.
Fucking fucking hate Munt. Yeah. Would you want to be knighted?
No.
No.
No. I'd like to be called Sir, though.
Yeah.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I've got two bits of celebrity gossip.
You just deliver the one bit of gossip.
I'll just deliver one of them.
Yeah.
Have you seen which one would you prefer?
Once. I've not seen them.
One's not a celeb.
Well, they're both celebs.
One's not a celeb.
Really?
No, she's not
a celeb. What constitutes a celeb? Fine. 65-year-old Sean Penn shocks world as he is seen with his 30-year-old girlfriend.
Did you write that? Shocks world.
Well, the world has been shocked. Shooketh.
An age difference relationship in Hollywood. And we're shocked.
Mm. I'm shocked.
Yeah. I'm shocked. I couldn't think Sean Penn could sink that low.
I think he looks older than 65.
Yeah, at the moment, he looks like he's constantly being shocked by electricity, doesn't he? There's always his eyes are a bit wired and his hair's always all over the gaff.
Hollywood, eh?
Hollywood, yeah. You're telling me you're not my granddaughter?
Sorry, Munt.
That's probably just his, his sort of dementia.
What was your other piece of non-celebrity gossip?
Bonnie Blue shouts out Reform in a political post where she claims, there are too many people here. And I put, not been an issue before, lol.
That's a great time for one of your laughs.
Yeah. I did that before.
Well, you laughed at your own joke.
Yeah.
I did. Well, that was forced
upon
me.
It was the wrong laugh.
I didn't actually laugh.
It was too big a laugh for your own joke.
I did laugh until Tom said you should try it out. And I am trying out my new laugh. Yeah. Anyway, that's my celebrity gossip. Fuck me. Do you want to respond to that?
You meant to get Tom's opinion.
On Bonnie Blue.
Shout out Reform.
Yeah, well, you know, just move with the way the wind is blowing, I guess.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It's now time for You Laugh, You Lose. This week it's Tom.
Tommy.
So I've not really had a lot of luck with this segment in recent times. Had a horrible stint a few weeks back. And to be honest, I think I was lucky.
Yeah, I'll give you sympathy there.
To get off it.
Never again.
So I've just thought, fuck it. This segment is effectively mine until someone laughs. So
he's got the concept down.
Yeah, so I'm just going to hijack it for a bit. And instead of wasting my time trying to make you laugh, just show you what I want to show you. So
it's going to be some sort of Ethiopian death.
Well, now the last few months, this new beard wasn't for nothing. I've decided to get into a bit of modelling.
Congratulations for a start.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still early stages, still building my portfolio. It's just kind of been me going out, a bit of amateur stuff. Mm. Keen friend with a keen eye with a camera. And I filmed some nice stuff that I'd just like to share with you, a few highlights.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay. So just a few pictures of me out and about from my new portfolio. So starting off, here we have, it's just me out on a walk. Just a funny little walk. Obviously seeing something there.
Ooh.
There we go.
Can we ask what you saw?
Nice little window. Oh, I can't remember. I'll just be mulling
not
around.
Not memorable enough.
So no, but obviously, this isn't... I don't know when the photos are being taken. It's all very candid. I'll just be snapping loads and we choose the best ones. So just, get something of me out in nature. Here we have... Anyone need an extra player? I have a lot more.
So I'd say save it.
So I think I'm going to save that.
Save that.
Can I have one more, please?
Can you have one more? What have we got next? Oh, I can't remember what I've got next. Working hard to play hard.
Well done, mate.
Yeah.
Well, bloody done.
So I've got so much lined up, and the worst part is that if there's things there that I've done to get a laugh, that they have to get used at some point. Otherwise, I've done some awful things.
I'm excited to see the future.
Yes,
modeling, Tom.
Oh, do you know what? That was a good You Laugh, You Lose. Was that was fun?
Guys, talking points are cancelled for this week.
So Max's talking point this week was future generations showing no respect.
No respect.
Something's bothered you, hasn't it? What's bothered you for you to write
so
that?
This came about this came about with me and John.
Max, have some respect.
For who?
Our generation.
I do. I think I do.
Not my generation. Not that.
You're old fogies, isn't it?
you've been saying you're going to wank into a condom whilst people sleep.
That was Munt. Guys, me and Tom were... Well, Tom was driving me to the podcast.
Can't drive.
And himself. No, me too, when I got a chauffeur. On call.
Imagine Matt's driving. Sorry.
Is that good?
Is that ending a Pringles tube?
Don't eat Pringles. Don't like the taste. Don't like the taste. Mid, if anything.
Imagine him in just like a little mini. Just
little mini?
Yeah.
You don't need to say little vibes. Mini, they're all mini.
He's got his new TV on the back of the chairs.
That's funny. Even though it wouldn't fit in a mini because the mini's too small.
He's using his TV as a sat nav. He's getting lost because he can't
don't
see
need a sat-nav,
it.
Mate. Don't need a sat nav. I just memorise the Atlas before I leave the house. Atlas.
There goes a co-op.
He's memorised the Atlas. How many? Do you need to do that every time you leave the house?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It slowly fades away. I read it, my head gets really big, and it just slowly deflates over time. We were Tom was driving me, and kids were crossing the road.
Didn't see any kids.
Are you honking the horn?
Eyes on the road,
he was
mate.
Barking out the window, weren't you? Freak. sorry, that was rude of me.
It yeah, wasn't. Very respectful. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do you know what? Sorry, mate. Crossed the road, didn't look at us, didn't say sorry. They just crossed. And we were thinking, that's rude. Do you remember that? We had that nice conversation, that's rude.
Yes, I was thinking that it was rude.
And then you told me to write it down, so I wrote it down. And that was for last week's one that we didn't get to.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, I will keep that for mine.
Yeah. And it was actually a teacher, wasn't it, that was...
No, it wasn't. It was just, that was your thing of a different time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about last week.
We've been disrespected more times than
more
I care to remember.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's good that you can forget that. But that was, yeah, just rude kids.
Stephen lies.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh, yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Green.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Derek.
And the question today is, name a colour of the rainbow.
Yeah.
It's you, isn't it?
How's that mean?
You're the... Derek. Sing the song to me.
Red, orange, yellow and green. Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green. Blue,
Derek
indigo,
and purple
violet.
And blue.
And Derek, join the crew.
What colour's Derek?
Colour's Derek. Derek I know is like a... He was a white, pinkish man. Sort of gammony.
Okay.
And that's why we always used to call it... there's a Derek over there.
What, the whole rainbow?
Sorry, who's we?
Just me and the groom, man. Me and Tom.
Me and the groom. You and the groom.
The groom, yeah. Yeah. Me and the crew.
That one was just a joke one, because I thought it was fun.
We've got a proper Stephen Lies if you'd like to play it, Max, which I've not stitched you up with. Max, do you want to reveal?
Teresa.
S.
Holland.
Native Americans.
And the question today is, what house were you in at school?
The Native Americans.
You can see why they put me there, didn't you?
That's rude, surely.
Did you go to one of those woke schools?
Not quite woke, but they do like to get a bit adventurous with certain bits.
Certain bits,
but
yeah.
Could I ask what the other houses were called?
Yeah, there was... there was the Zulu house. The Brunel house.
Brunel?
Yeah.
Just three?
There was two others...
But you're not allowed to name them.
I can't really remember. I remember the colours of the house. So I had an orange tie to do with my house. And then there was green, blue.
Oh, well, all the houses had more different clothes.
Not different clothes, just different colours. We had the same uniform, but different colours.
Oh, that's weird.
Why is Native Americans orange?
I mean, they are. I think it's just, well, the colours would recycle. So like the year groups would come in.
Okay.
So we had orange all the way through, but then like the current year 11s would then become a new.
And in your year was the like, there's the Native Americans, the Zulus, the Brunels, the other two that we don't
Mysterious
speak of.
Mysterious two.
Yeah.
And yeah. Deck.
The Ottomans.
We'd be like split into shooter groups.
Okay. S?
S, yep.
What's S?
S was my form.
Not form. House.
Well, house, yeah. I mean, that's what we had forms. So I guess houses. We didn't have houses.
Oh.
So
I guess not every school had a house sort of system, but S.
Just, yeah, one letter.
I went to St. James, and we had...
S. James.
J-A-M-E-N-S.
Right.
And I was S, yep, into form champions.
Five
football,
houses.
Basketball. Yeah, we were good.
What about you, Smith?
Teresa went to a Catholic school, so Mother Teresa, big up her name.
She's a very controversial character,
very
isn't
controversial,
she?
Yeah. Very controversial.
Possibly not a nice woman.
Got to stay faithful to my house. Teresa!
What year was this?
All years. Well,
I thought you
seven
moved
till
around
11.
Schools, didn't you?
I did, but that was amazing. Basically, I moved to a lot of schools when I was in, like, maybe not nursery, but reception.
The baby years.
Baby years. Baby yep. Smith moving about.
Well, baby Smith just making
baby
his way.
Baby Munt just, you know, networking in different schools. I was in Teresa. There was one called
You're Moore. You're in
Teresa. Wouldn't I wish, eh? Mama Teresa.
Baby Munt was weird.
Was it? Adult Munt's not bad.
I guess most babies are in their mother at some point. Little bit of education for you there. So, yeah, Teresa, and then, yeah, I didn't have a different tie or anything like that.
What other?
Yep.
What other?
Teresa and Moore. I don't know what Moore was. I don't know if there's a Mother Moore out there.
What, M-O-R-E?
M-O-O-R-E, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thomas Moore, perhaps.
I don't know who that is,
just
sorry.
The two?
Just the two. I don't know. I've never heard of Moore. Well,
well, Teresa's obviously a first name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mother Teresa. So, yeah, so there was basic the houses in ours. There wasn't, like, any real rivalry. It was just that our Teresa did classes.
I thought
classes.
It was like a Bloods and Crips situation yeah. with Teresa and Moore.
Well, we did a walk. We did a funny walk. It wasn't that. I don't know that.
Mo.
We were recently in Cadiz.
You either walk like this or you're in an electronic wheelchair. This is one or the other. It was just a way to stagger classes. So people in Teresa would do science whilst Moore would do English. Do you know what I mean? So that was literally the only difference. I did go to a school for a few months where there was four houses. I think they were doing trying to do like the Harry Potter thing where you would get points for your house. And then at the end of the year, whatever house had the most points would get something.
It's not the Harry Potter thing. I think J.K. Rowling's copied that from schools.
No! Yeah, my goat is washed. She's also not my goat. Stephen, Holland.
Holland. Yeah. So Holland.
Is this based on Holland? Countries or?
No. We had Holland, Latham, Muncaster, and another one. And I think it was just areas around where the school was.
Right, yeah, okay.
So there's a place called Holland. Yeah. So there's a place called Up Holland, I don't know if it's that. And we were red.
Red?
Yeah.
Did you have a special tie on or?
No.
Did you do the point system?
Yeah, we also did football and like the sports day stuff. Mm-hmm. So there'd be like a winner of that.
Mm.
But yeah, Holland was mine. I didn't get a choice because my sister was in Holland and therefore.
So you were in Holland?
Yeah.
So did you represent Holland for sports stuff?
I did it once for rugby, once for football, and once for tennis.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you still feel an affiliation towards your old house?
I like the colour red as well. And I think that is a good closing statement.
No further questions.
What's your vote?
Oh, it's got to be Native American, surely.
It has to be. Well, the Teresa. Only two.
Yeah. Only two, man.
If a school's doing a house system, two feels a little bit. You either go all in or you don't.
No, Tony, it's you.
As I said before, it was a house system, but it wasn't really. It was just a way to stagger the classes.
What question would Eve been asked? It's an offensive term of peep or something, probably. Yeah, I'm going to vote Tony.
Yeah.
Yes.
T-Dog.
What was your question, Tony?
My question... What's up here? Name a famous group of people, e.g. a tribe or a civilization.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Could have got away with it if there was maybe a more rogue one from amongst us, but...
God, we're so...
Unlucky, Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
Do you have an answer, or did you not have a house system at yours?
No, we did do house systems, to be fair. And everything else saying about colours and that was true, but we had all of our people, like, science and technology people.
Yeah.
It would be quite offensive if a school used, like, indigenous tribes.
I'm in the Zulu.
Yeah. I'm in the Aboriginal class.
Yeah. Well, that was a great episode of Stephen Lies. If you guys enjoyed
that. Why do the whites get treated so well?
Yeah, for some reason, they're all in one called the Elites.
They get candy on Fridays. Hey, guys. That was a great episode of Stephen Lies. If we could get a round of applause, please.
Stephen, come on. This is Max.
Don't trust Max.
We've got more stuff, if you want to do more stuff. We've got a lovely Tony's Monies versus Smith. So I've got four Smiths.
Okay.
Smiths.
A miffed. Smith is miffed.
Smith has four Smiths.
And then you've got your...
I've got some Monies.
Tony, they call them Munts Shunts.
Munts Grunts.
Yeah.
So my first moan... it's coming out at the expense of meal deals.
Okay.
Meal deal.
Just because, I mean, largely, we've always known, right, that, like, you're getting quite a good deal out of it, right? Mm. As, you know, individually priced items and stuff. But I so often just want a drink and a snack. I don't want the main thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's so ridiculous to even consider not getting a meal deal. That I just hate getting, like, bullied into having a sandwich or a wrap or something like that. I just really don't want. And then 10 years ago, if we get a meal deal, it's like, oh, you know, yeah, we've got like a sandwich, a snack and a drink for like £3 and I've saved like £2 something. But the price of food and drink is so extortionate that it actually feels quite mental to think if this deal wasn't here, I'd be paying £9.20
yeah.
for what is a small pack lunch.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And it just really highlights the fact that like the price of like a bottle of drink is £2.60.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
You can afford to sell it for less.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a meal deal for £3.75. So why is everything individual, like £2.50 plus? Yeah. It's just
some sandwiches are more expensive than the meal deal.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meal deal.
What are you doing?
Tesco
honestly,
made...
that is a great one.
Either 200 or 400 million.
Money.
Yeah, this wow. year or last yeah. year. Last year. Not this year.
I might start selling my own meal deals.
Go on.
Okay. Yeah. Talk me through the options.
Sandwich.
I popped into Smith's.
Yeah, I'm hungry as well.
Hello, guys. Welcome to my
emporium.
Shop of meal deals.
I'm on my lunch break. I've got 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes. Do you like bread? Do you like butter?
Why is there nothing in the fresh counter here?
Why because you just bread and butter?
Bread and butter?
Bread and butter. I've got
what,
that
your sandwich?
Put that at home.
What, you want something more want fun than butter. Bread and butter? Fine. A wrap.
We're not at war.
I'm on a low carb diet.
It's a meal deal. It's a sandwich.
What's a meal deal?
Fine, what do you want, a salad? You want a healthy salad?
I want the options, I'll choose.
What's yeah,
I've got so many instead of asking me, do I want this, do you have a salad?
Yes, I've got a salad.
You're just gripping an iceberg lettuce. Wait, is that the salad?
Yeah, there's more to a salad than iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg lettuce in one hand and a
sprout
and a buttery bread
sprouts.
Knife in the other.
Look, do you want a buttery salad or not?
No! Buttery salad.
Go next door then.
I'm fucking starving. Oh. What else have you got?
Right, do you like magnums?
What does the meal deal consist of?
I do like magnums,
is it like a buttery magnum?
Love this guy. This guy's my cashier. He's been working here for 5 months.
Why am I a cashier?
Yeah. Why is he working in a shop?
Because, what do you mean, why is he working in a shop? Because he's a friend of mine, and he was down on his luck, and he said, I need a job.
Do you know this bloke, Alan?
The wife is killing me at home. You could bring in no money into the gap.
I've never met this man.
What do you work here, then? You know what, you're sacked. I would do the tills myself.
Okay.
Would you like a magnum? I've got a box of magnums.
What sort of magnum?
We got the one that's got like the cherry filling with the chocolate over it.
Cherry magnum.
Oh.
Really good. They're my favourite at the moment.
You meant the condoms. No, I'm not interested. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was told about the condoms. Yeah, the cherry.
With the cherry filling.
Cherry.
Oh, you filled it.
You fill it yourself, I guess.
With the chocolate over it.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
So it's got chocolate on it, and then if you break
it's
the chocolate.
It's been used.
Off,
why are the condoms just loose?
Oh, because I have to dip them in the chocolate to get the shape and the. They don't come like this.
Should we go to the co-op?
Yeah.
It's people like you that are killing small businesses.
So that's 1-0 to Tony.
Okay, fine. Go on.
To be fair, he's not had his miff yet.
No, it's a little joke.
Miff.
His miff was there. Yeah, people using recognised high street shops.
Small businesses not getting their cut. I've got four here.
Just one, please. You know the structure.
When you realise there's been a quicker way all along. So I've been going to a tram stop that's 10...
Max, cuts the chase.
Well, I think I don't think I can. I found out there was a closer tram stop after months of going to a different one.
Months.
Make a little joke based on your months grunt there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
1-0 Tony for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, fine.
Max, you want to go first with the
second
one?
Yeah, can do. Yeah. When your need for the toilet gets more intense to the toilet you get. Amount of times I'm like, you know what? I need the toilet, and then I start going towards it, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I need to get to the toilet.
Can you see the toilet at this
comes
point?
Out for me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you get there, and you're like, ah!
I'm stood over the toilet with my pants on, about to take them down, and I start weeing.
Yeah.
It's awful. Guys, not too bad if you kind of like it just gets progressively worse as you get closer. When it's like something like gets in the way of like, you know, you just needed a wee.
A minute ago, I didn't even need a wee.
Someone's in the cubicle now. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to piss myself if you don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's horrible. Yeah. To be fair.
Thank you.
Waiting outside the toilet on a train.
No, it's awful. You're doing that little dance. You ever do that? Maybe not with the arms, but the.
Sorry, I missed the dance. Can I say it again, please?
Mexican wave.
When you wrote your grunt, were you thinking number one or number two?
Both. Two happens quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just a toilet, bro, you know. Yeah. Maybe a number three, which is a mixture of one and two.
My second moany is the train I was on to get here today. It was one of those old ones that was, do you know, the inside's modelled like an old bus.
Yes.
It just fucking stunk like
a lovely northern train.
Proper. Yeah. It smelt like a sad man's living room.
Yeah.
Like just unwashed
bits
ass
of broken
cigarette.
Yeah.
Ash.
Sad man.
Really, really horrible. And it was just miserable, you know. I was only on it for about 10 minutes, but I just thought we could be doing better than this.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you ever have the freaks who used to smack the chairs on the bus and all the dust? Oh.
40 years of...
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, the pattern on the bus seats, that's because it hides the colour of dust.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's true. Look it up.
No one was coming for you. I was nodding. I thought
up. We've all seen the same tweet, mate.
Have we? Yeah, it's good. It's good that the tweets that they get reach. Actually, they're called posts now.
Shut up. 2-0 Tony.
Is that
like
you post that? Really? Fine, go on, Tony. You'll go.
You're not having a point for needing a poo.
Bro, we all need a poo sometimes.
It's very true.
One day you'll need one.
Yeah.
The third one, we sort of covered it at the start, but winter. I'm just done with it now.
I hate winter.
I want some daylight.
Yep.
It's fucking miserable.
It's,
and
so,
it's, long,
it's so sad. It's so
get a
cold.
Sad lamp.
Most of like my schedule and what I do is kind of later in the day. So
TV.
I feel like for myself, I get like 3 hours of daylight. Mm-hmm. But everything I need to do is when it gets dark.
Yep.
Right.
Just can't be arsed.
Rubbish. Absolutely rubbish.
Rubbish moaning.
Living in the UK, it's pretty shit.
I think
really
it's a valid
one.
It's not
take
a strong
a lot.
Moaning, but it's a valid moaning.
Awful moaning.
It's accurate. Go on, Max.
When you have to cross a road,
I feel like these are all based on the same dash for the tram. You got lost, ended up taking a longer route, realised you needed a shit.
Why do yours feel like old Tumblr posts?
When you have to cross a road and the car is in the way, so you walk behind the car, but it drives forward, it would have been quicker to wait.
Sorry, just describe that to me.
So you're, right, so you're, let's say this is the road here, and you stood here,
yep.
And you're like, all right, I'm going to cross the road, and a car pulls up there. Yeah. So you go, I'm going to go around the car. But as you start going around the car, drives the car off. Drives away, and you're like, well, if I just waited, I could have just gone across.
I had that where car sped in, and so I had to start walking around, and then it drove.
Yeah.
And then he stopped as he was going out onto the road and went, ah, Stephen tries.
Oh,
I just had to walk around your car fuming.
I had an annoying thing when I was trying to cross the road yesterday, and it was one of those where two cars can sort of like be in the lane. Yeah. It's still quite a small, there's no like light or anything. One car had stopped and gestured me to move, but the other side, like right next to it, people were still going.
Yeah, dangerous.
It just really threw me off.
Because you feel rude for saying, I'm not going to go, because they've stopped for you, but then you're like, well, if I go, I could die.
Yeah.
Get in the car a lot where someone's going to let you go, but you've got like a difficult maneuver to get onto the road. I'm like, no, please just go. I want to do this on my own time. Like, no, please let me watch.
Yeah.
Watch my 7-point turn out of this tight space. Yeah. Do you know what? Valid. Because you've got four, I'll give that one to Max just so we have a bit of drama.
Okay.
I give it to Tony.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, can we hear the last one just because it's really good stuff?
I don't really have a last one, though.
How unlucky was this,
Winter,
right?
Over walking 2 yards.
2 yards. What race is this guy been walking over?
He walks 2 yards and the car moves.
Hearing about mistakes your ancestors have made that could have changed your life for the better.
Like what?
Cancelling
their lottery direct debit.
Well, that's true.
£2.50
to be fair, I would be, My surname would have been Max Carrington Smith.
Okay.
Which is fun.
And you think that would make things better?
Well, no, because of what the Carringtons are.
People would respect you more.
The Carringtons, so my granddad's granddad or whatever, broke apart from the family and changed it to Smith. The Carringtons have gone on to become multi-millionaires.
Because they ditched the Smiths?
No,
definitely.
Not at all. The Smiths are the lifeblood of that.
Stinky
that
Smiths. Sorry.
I reckon it was
Sorry. That's not aimed at you. That was just aimed at your bloodline.
But that's even worse.
Yeah,
what do you mean? That's
you.
Even worse.
It's aimed at the people that made you.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
exactly.
But you famously don't stink. You know, you're quite clean.
Do you know what? When I see you, I think Carrington.
What's his name? Carrington.
Carrying a ton, I think, is what he's trying to say.
What the fuck? How did that come to your mind?
Because I'm quick and sharp, and I'm always looking out for you to make sure no one's getting one over on you. And I've noticed.
Say something horrible to him.
I don't have anything horrible, but
I've got a story
I was going
to
tell that was kind of like.
Oh, that's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah. It's really, really niche moaning, but how unlucky is this?
We're going past my.
No, so my point goes to Tony for that round.
Yeah, okay.
What's your moaning?
Don't feel like you need to.
Don't have one. Brilliant.
My last moaney was just me. I need to sort my shit out.
Yeah, that's good. That thanks, man. Yeah.
Actually, that was my number five moaney. Tony needs to sort his shit out.
Sort of. I think your last one's pretty good because me sorting my shit out. I also think, but if my parents just did a little better.
Yeah. Mm.
Should we do a final question?
Yeah.
Final question.
Can we get a final question,
please, Ethan? It's the final question. Would you rather wake up as a 10-year-old from the neck up or the neck down?
What?
Would you rather wake up as a 10-year-old from the neck up or the neck down?
So an adult with a child's head.
But I retained my personality and brain? I've not got the personality. I'm not a baby, like in like Goo Goo Gaga, you know. Like.
I'm just giving you the question as it is, Tom.
I know, but you have some...
Goo Goo Gaga at 10.
10, did we say 10 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of a baby.
A late bloomer.
Yeah. Hey, you know, fuck off.
Fucking baby.
So 10. 10 years old.
I had such a tiny penis.
Had. Ten. How like that big? I don't know how big a 10-year-old is. That big with this head.
Yeah,
I assume my body would keep growing.
Neck up, it's got to be neck up.
Yeah. My immediate response was like, yeah. I'd happily have this body, but with a 10-year-old head and
mind. Yeah, I'd have to
Yeah,
body. I can deal with that.
Because then I could start weightlifting at 10. Mm. By the time I'm 20, I'd be hench.
Oh, so you're taking the child's body?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I just hit the gym. I'd just be doing some of them. I could start again fresh.
10 years
all
old,
this, all this,
really?
All this dealt with.
10. I was small at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd look really weird.
I'd have to go for the baby face.
Yeah.
I don't want the brain I've got now, but with like a 10-year-old body.
No, you can keep your brain. Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that
brain regardless.
Yeah, I'd just be doing mad push-ups, bro.
You would get your head off the floor.
I'd have like a special brace.
A special brace.
I'd have a special.
Oh, you're gonna look so. You're gonna fucking fire, mate.
I'm not really looking
comes,
fire now, am
here
I?
Here comes Mum. He's got a special brace. He shouldn't even come to school anymore, but he does because he's cool. That's him leaning against the wall because his head's too fat.
Should we go talk to Mum? No.
Imagine what hedge my neck would be.
His spine's fractured.
Oh mate, yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? I'm gonna get like a special wheelchair, I guess, that props my head up whilst I'm just doing that.
You being Cadiz doing the
doing it for the festivals.
Yeah. Doing sick workouts, yeah. What of it?
10-year-old body. 10-year-old body's prepubescent, isn't it?
10-year-old. That's me and then the picture with the two ducks. Oh, God, go back.
But then a 10-year-old's head.
Yeah. I mean, both are tricky. Both, you know, you're probably going to struggle with the ladies a bit, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I'm not so, doing so hot right now, am I?
What's changing?
Yeah. Cheers, Tony.
No, I'll say it also.
Hold on, Tony.
Oh. That head.
Sorry, can you just put the hand over both so I can just visualise?
I'm not going to be part of your weird games, mate.
That is weird, to be fair.
That is so weird, man.
Wasn't sexualising it.
Weird. Weird that you bring that word
tone
into it.
Into it, you know.
Put your hand over it.
It's because I'm sat next to Mum.
Well, don't know who's
it
worse.
Can't help, can it?
Mum doesn't agree with that stuff.
There you go.
Months into mad milfs, y'all.
So we're all going head except for you. You're going body.
Yeah, because I'm gonna build that body up.
Should we go beat up Max?
Your baby head.
Just nudge him.
Your little baby thoughts.
He'd be built like one of those little rubber aliens that comes in the eggs.
Yeah,
we'll be throwing you at a wall.
Swing him around.
See you stick.
Yeah,
that'd be horrifying. Seeing
were you,
a 10-year-old.
Were you
heads.
A skinny 10-year-old?
Yeah.
You would be a mop then, wouldn't you? You would just be like...
I mean, you're right, because, I mean, look, your head's not small, is it?
What the fuck does that mean, bro? No, but,
you look like a lollipop then.
No, but your head's...
in a barbershop.
You've got quite a big head. But it's in... But look, we've all got different... I think I've got quite a thin head.
I've got a big head.
Yeah, but it's in proportion to your body.
Yours is mental, though.
But it's big.
It's fucking mental in here, mate. Tom, mate, have you got a space on your walk? I'd love to go on it.
You'd go for a walk, will you?
Would you?
Yeah.
I always invite you out and you say no.
But you've never invited me out once.
You say, come round my house, we'll go for a walk.
Round your house?
We'll do a lap of the house.
There you go now.
Captain Tom.
Take these bin bags with you, please.
I don't hoard bin bags like this fucking guy. Jesus. Have you still got them in your house?
They were never in my house.
Where are they?
Well, why I had to fill up the garden waste bin.
Enough on bins, don't we?
It's okay, so I want to clarify. Yeah, the bins were never in the house. I was having to use a different bin. But every time the bins got taken,
in the car.
Right, we'd fill that up with the new bins.
You were so defensive about your bins. Hey guys, it's been another great episode of the White Noise Podcast. I've been joined today by Ethan.
Hello, and bye.
Thank you. I've been joined today by Tom Looney.
Hey,
Looney.
Thank you, Munt.
Looney, bin man.
You're
Tom.
You're a rascal.
Not a rascal, just a cool, cool man.
You're a rascal.
My boy Stephen.
Steven!
Right, thanks,
Steven!
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, boy! And my main man...
What were you going to say?
I was going to say my legend, but then I realised my legend doesn't work, does it?
My legend!
My number one man, Tony Wright.
Tony Wright.
And I've been joined by you guys watching. Cheers.